It's finally time to unlock your intuitive and healing gifts. Activate the inner healer and the guide within you and build your online spiritual and energy healing coaching business. Because when you do, you'll be on your way and on your journey to becoming an intuitive energy healer, powerful coach, and master practitioner. Hello everyone, my name's Vianney Lee and I'm the founder of Status Flow Collective. I'm an intuitive integrative energy healer, a trainer of NLP, master coach and hypnotherapist, and menstrual cycle alignment guide. And I am here to empower you and activate you to be fully seen and expressed in your soul truth. I am super excited to tell you that I am running a free masterclass live on how to build your online spiritual coaching business with intuitive energy healing and alignment. This is for coaches, healers, guides, leaders, change makers, and transformational service providers. This is being held on Monday the 28th of June 2021 at 6:30 p.m. British Summer Time. That's 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Zoom. I want you to register now for this free event. In this masterclass, you are going to learn the principles of building an energy healing and spiritual life coaching business that feels in flow to you, it feels aligned to you, and it helps you to attract invitations from clients wanting to work with you. You're going to learn the quickest ways to discover the internal and energetic shifts you need to create to fully come home to yourself, align with the rhythms of your body, nature, and your soul's purpose so that you can become the person who guides the collective to self-healing and massive transformation. Discover the secrets of my new ethical and trauma-informed wave of NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, and how these magical and powerful tools of the subconscious mind can completely transform your life, upgrade, recode your mind for success and alignment, and do the same for the people and the clients that you so want to help in this world. You're also going to learn the one thing that you need to do to establish yourself and build authority as a coach or a guide or a healer. And hint, hint, it has nothing to do with how you structure your coaching or your energy healing sessions. Plus, join me for a live Q&A session at the end of the masterclass so you can get all of your questions answered in real time. Like I said, I am here to empower and activate you to be fully seen and expressed in your soul's truth. I weave in my intuitive and integrative healing approach that leaves behind a trail of liberation, balance, and an expanded soul frequency. I've been learning, mastering, and becoming a trainer of the subconscious mind, the body, and the energy system, and this has really helped me live my best life and build a successful and soul-aligned online spiritual coaching business. Now I want to help you live and create yours. So register now for this free masterclass. The link to sign up is in the show notes. It's finally time for you to unlock these intuitive healing gifts. Because like I said, when you do, you'll be on your way to becoming an intuitive energy healer, powerful coach, and masterful practitioner. I cannot wait to teach you these transformational tools. So sign up now and I'll see you there. Welcome to the Periods and Power Moves podcast with me, your host, Vianney Lee. This show is here to inspire, empower, and activate you to discover the power of your menstrual cycle and how to use your unlimited power to heal yourself on all levels of your mind, body, soul, and spirit. I know you're wondering, for what purpose? Well, I used to suffer from severe PMS and PMDD, and when I started to notice that my cycle was my superpower, everything changed. I'm a menstrual cycle alignment guide, master practitioner, and energy healer, standing fearlessly in my activated womb power, aiming to challenge and disrupt the status quo of menstruation and feminine energy. Join me weekly on this show where I'm talking about all things menstrual cycles, womb awakenings, energy healing, spirituality, human design, the subconscious mind, feminine leadership, success, sex, and spirituality. If you've been taught that productivity is how you're valued and considered worthy, if you've been disconnected from your body, intuition, and spirit, and you're ready to journey back to yourself, if you have energy draining cycle problems, feel dissatisfied with your life, business, and relationships, and want to trust your body, even if you have been able to in the past, this is your sign. You are the kind of soul that I serve with my full, open and whole heart. I invite you to journey with me. Let's rise.
Hello everyone, how are you doing? Happy Tuesday. I'm going live today. I want to talk to you about something. I want to keep it completely real with you. So I really want to talk about why you need to stop telling yourself that you can't do certain things. I'm going to share a little story with you. But yeah, I can hear you saying, I can't become an online spiritual coach, practitioner or energy healer. And I'm here to tell you why. I'm here to tell you why that's some BS. Where is everybody? Come on in. I'm welcoming you into this space so I can talk to you on a real tip. I've just got off one of my coaching calls with one of my clients, and I want to share a really good story with you. And I know that some people are going to really resonate with this. So what do you know about being an online spiritual coach? What do you know about being an energy healer? What do you actually know about being a practitioner? Someone who creates transformational change, someone who is able to unlock their intuitive gifts, someone who is able to step into and embody that divine purpose that they have of helping others, whether that's through their art, their creativity, whether that's through their voice, whether that's through their words, whether that's through their presence, whether it's simply just through their energy. I remember when I used to work in makeup, there used to be a girl that I used to work with. Her name was, her name was Rebecca. And just being in her energy was so like, it was just so alluring. And I don't, like, she didn't set out to be this type of person who, you know, when people are around her, that makes them feel that good. But she was just, you know, just the warmth and her presence, it changes everything. So I digress. I can hear many of you saying, hello, I can't become an online spiritual coach, practitioner, or intuitive energy healer. I can hear you saying that. And I'm actually here to challenge you. So let's just get right to the heart of the matter, because before you start telling yourself this, before you start telling yourself, I can't do this, I can't do that, because I'm too scared of being judged. I'm scared that people around me, my nearest and dearest, will judge me, or they won't approve of the work that I'm doing, or people will think that I'm weird, right? People will think, who is she to do this work? And you're scared, and I get that, and that's tough. But how open-minded are you to actually just think about, what is that story that you're telling yourself? What are you making this mean about yourself, right? So I never really trusted or believed in my intuitive gifts or my energy healing gifts and talents. I suppressed them for years and years and years and years. And I always used to think that it was just like for people who were extraordinary, or they were different, or they were talented, or they just were born with these gifts, which absolutely they are. But what I want to remind you of is that you have those gifts, you have that energy, you have that within you as well, right? When you see someone extraordinary, you remember that you are extraordinary as well. You are not made to be ordinary. So I think that these people were magical. I used to think that people who are able to, you know, help others and use their intuitive gifts were unicorns, which they absolutely are. I'm going to say that I'm a unicorn. And yeah, I used to like kind of like beat myself down and be like, well, I'm not good enough. I don't know enough. How am I going to learn all of this stuff? And, you know, just the confidence wasn't there. And over time and deep down, you can hear your inner critic saying to you, well, maybe you're just not destined or worthy to, you know, stepping into your purpose in this way. Maybe this isn't your really your calling, but every single time that you close your eyes and you think about that future of your, that you think about your future or your life, you can see yourself helping lots of people. You can see yourself, you know, sharing your knowledge, sharing your worth, sharing the intuitive wisdom that you have within you. So, I just want you to kind of just remember that when that inner critic pops up and says to you, I can't do this. I can't be an online spiritual coach. I can't be a practitioner. I can't be an intuitive energy healer because I've never used these gifts before. I don't know how to unlock these gifts. I don't know where to find them. Can I really trust them? This is for people who X, Y, Z. No. That's not true. I want you to really give yourself a break because that is not true, right? That is not true. I always say to my clients, if you see someone doing something that you admire or you think, oh, I wish I could do that, you can do that too because you have a model there. You see someone there who's actually doing it and it just means that you can do it as well. So I'm not here to judge because I know that everybody has their own fears and frustrations, and everyone has their own desires and ideas and all of that. But why are you letting things hold you back from living out the life that you truly want, right? So I think it's about time that we stop letting things hold us back. And the thing is, it's not necessarily things that are holding us back. It's ourselves that are holding us back, because deep down, you know that you can really do it. Deep down, you know that you've been doing this for lifetimes. Deep down, you know that you have that special skill within you to be able to create change in an impactful way. So, I just want to kind of challenge you and shake up your reality a little bit. Okay. And I think I'm in my every right to do so because I've been in your shoes. I've actually been in your shoes and I've been in this spirituality closet for a long time. And it's no fun in there. Like you're shrinking yourself. You're playing small when you're doing that, right? And it's definitely not why you came to this earth as well. Like think about it. Like being a human being is a 1 in a trillion million percentage chance of happening. Like you're supposed to be here. Like you being here isn't a mistake. So like I said, for years I was suppressing these gifts that I had, and I thought people would think that I was, well, actually I didn't think that people would think, I thought people thought that I was too sensitive, or I was a little bit too woo, or I was a little bit weird, right? And I'm like, fuck all that. Let's just enjoy the woo. Let's enjoy the sensitivity. Let's enjoy the weirdness, because that is what's going to make you be able to activate more of your healing and your intuitive gifts. That is what's going to give you that kind of rocket power in it for you to be able to go out and create and build something that is going to change people's lives, right? In the long run, when you think about it, me showing up on this live, I could say one thing that's going to spark something in someone's mind and help them shift their perspective, and that may stick with them for the rest of their life. So why are you holding on to knowledge and wisdom that you have that you could share that could be helping other people? This is how you take that first step forward. This is how you actually start by becoming an intuitive energy healer, because it's not just healing of the hands and all of that stuff. It's healing with your voice. Like I said, it's healing with your art. It's healing with your creativity. It's healing with your presence, like I was saying at the beginning.
Hi, I'm just quickly interrupting the podcast episode because it's my podcast and I can do that. But I just wanted to ask you, like, do you ever feel like the universe has been whispering to you that you have it in you to build a successful energy healing and spiritual coaching business? I used to struggle with believing that I had what it takes, hiding in my spirituality closet, trying to fit in. But over the last few years, I've really figured something out. fitting in is just so 2018. 3 years ago, as you know, I was struggling with severe PMS and that hormone-based mood disorder, PMDD, that completely wrecked my self-esteem. And while healing from this condition, I wanted to help people in a really impactful way. I began to remember and feel the pull that I was meant for so much more. I already was on this entrepreneurial journey, but no matter how hard I worked, it just felt like I wasn't at my highest and most aligned divine potential. Do you hear what I'm saying? I was already practicing healing and wellness, maybe like some of you are already, as a lifestyle, and I had this deep desire to begin living in this way. Maybe you can relate. I was struggling with trusting and believing that I could really activate my inner healer and guide, sometimes feeling like an outsider and a bit misunderstood. Okay, maybe not a bit misunderstood, but massively understood. I knew I was intuitive, sensitive to energy, and I could feel myself being called into something greater. I was always given advice and support out of my friends and my family, and kind of felt victim to not filling up my own cup and recognizing that I just craved these teachings that were outside of my remit, right? And how to get to that next level and align with my intuitive energy and soul's work. Then I finally began working to retrain my subconscious mind and work with energy to focus my expansion and my soul level healing. And when I did this, this was the result. I healed my menstrual cycle, my mood problems. I became more deeply connected to myself, creative, magnetic, energized. And I started my profitable online coaching business, helping women all over the globe become more of themselves, come home to themselves through the power of their intuitive menstrual cycle and unlocking all of the limitations that were keeping them in mental and physical stagnation. But most of all, I just feel so much more confident, strong in my power, accepting of myself, so crystal clear on my purpose. And today I'm obsessed with helping my clients powerfully embody, integrate, and transform and amplify their gifts through the power of their subconscious mind, their bodies, and its intuitive rhythms and cycles, and the power of the healing and the healing power of their energy systems. Got a bit tongue-tied there. Anyway, I don't want anyone to be held back the way that I was. That's why this week, Monday the 28th of June at 6 p.m. British Summer Time or 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm hosting a free masterclass to show you how. So register for the masterclass. The link is in the show notes. I'll see you at the masterclass.
Okay, so all I really wanted to do when I first started out, well, started realizing that I was into spirituality, and all I wanted to do was just geek out, like reading about chakras, reading about astrology, reading about, you know, personal development, how I could reach my full potential and help others do the same. And all I wanted to do was learn about like the science and the spirituality of the universal laws. Like that's my element. Like I could just sit at home all day and just read about that stuff and just learn about it. So if you have this kind of like niggling or this pulse that is going on all of the time where you're thinking, I really just want to learn all of this stuff, but people might think I'm a bit weird, or people might think that I'm a little bit too woo, I want you to reframe this, and I want you to be open-minded and think to yourself, just imagine if this weirdness, if this woo-ness, if this sensitivity that you have is actually here to help other people. Just imagine people saying, thank you so much for sharing that message. I really needed that today. Just imagine you sharing a quirky side of yourself that you think, oh, I better not show that side because I need to be professional. Just imagine how that's going to help someone, how that may help somebody else. Just picture it for a moment, just being able to let go of that inauthenticity and really just embody who you actually really are, right? Hello, everyone that's coming in. My voice is a little bit croaky. I feel like I've been talking all day. Actually, I have. I've been on a lot of calls. So the fact that I suppressed all of these gifts and these talents, one of the things that can happen when you suppress any kind of like rise, like some a deep rising gift within you, what can happen is it can lead to health issues. right? It may be a headache, maybe a backache, it may be a menstrual cycle problem, it may be a thyroid problem because you're not speaking your truth, right? Headaches because you're not using, you're not seeing your vision, you're not activating your third eye, you're not allowing yourself to dream and to sink into possibility, right? So your soul really, really knows who you are. And going back to surrendering into this calling that you have to be a spiritual coach, a practitioner, an intuitive energy healer, somebody who is a light worker and a change maker. The surrendering is really to be surrendering to me. What that really means is expanding my consciousness. Right? When you surrender, you move from force to power. So David R. Hawkins, who has this scale of consciousness, this map, it's like an energetic thermostat. He talks about power versus force, is this actual book. So surrendering to me looks like expansion, because you're operating on these higher frequencies of energy. You're moving away from being constricted and living in fear to then just trusting, knowing that things will flow. And also, you know, you're able to operate from a place of synchronicities, and miracles are able to happen, and you're able to be more in tune with your body, which allows more peak performance, right? So when you surrender into this initiation of, do you know what? Like, it's my deep desire. I know that I want to be an online spiritual coach. I know that I want to be a practitioner. I know that I want to be someone who has intuitive energy healing gifts, and I'm able to facilitate these sessions that helps people and changes people's lives, as well as deep transformational soul expanding healing for myself. You surrender, you move from force to power, which is essentially from fear to love. So it's important, it's actually important that you recognize that if you have this deep desire, it's important that you recognize by you suppressing those gifts, you suppressing those desires, isn't helping you. It can actually harm you. So, and as an integrative energy healer myself, like, I know that the methods that I use and the modalities that I teach and that I train, it allows for self-healing. So if you say to yourself, I can't become an online spiritual coach or a practitioner or an intuitive energy healer because I'm not there yet, I don't know enough, and all of that stuff that I was saying at the beginning, I'm not good enough, I'm not confident enough, all of this stuff. Nobody is, right? It's that surrendering into the path that allows you to expand your soul, go into deep depths of transformation for yourself, so that you're able to share that message with others, right? It's not about you showing up and being perfect. It's got nothing to do with that. Nobody wants someone to show up and be perfect. So earlier on today, I had a call with one of my clients, and it's so funny because the limiting belief that she had that she wanted to work on was that she feels like she doesn't know what she's talking about. So she's just started her spiritual coaching business. And, you know, she was saying that she feels like that she doesn't know what she's talking about sometimes. She might go on live and she'll ponder over what she's going to talk about. And we've been there. Trust me, before I actually jumped onto this live, I was like, I'm actually going to do some Instagram stories. And I was doing the Instagram stories, but you know how it cuts you off after four. And I was like, oh, I'm losing my train of thought. Maybe this isn't good enough. Da, da, da. I'm there too, right? But then I was like, you know what? It's easier for me to actually just turn on live and just talk, because I know that this is going to be more effective. And I don't have to worry about what I'm going to say. I'm just going to trust what comes out is what needs to come out. And that is what being an intuitive energy healer is all about. Trusting, moving away from fear and moving towards love and flow, right? Anyway, I digress. So she was saying that she doesn't think that she has she thinks and she believes that she didn't know what she was talking about, right? So I want you to just imagine being able to shift a belief that you have, that you know that is no longer serving you, into a positive belief that you know that is true deep down in your core. This is what we're able to do. We were able to shift her from, I don't know what I'm talking about, I have a belief that I don't know what I'm talking about, to I trust and believe that whatever flows from me is the right message at the right time. This is what being an intuitive energy healer is all about. This is what being a practitioner is all about. This is what being an online spiritual coach is all about, is about harnessing and cultivating that level of trust. Okay. So if you're liking what I'm saying and you're enjoying this, I'm about to say podcast episode, this live stream, then I'm actually hosting a free masterclass on Monday. And the masterclass is all about how to build your online spiritual coaching and energy healing business using intuitive energy and alignment, right? So that's a bit of a mouthful, but what does that essentially mean, right? So I'm going to take you through, I've actually got it here. I want to just take you through some of the things that we're going to be talking about at this masterclass, if I can find my notes. This is where I need notes, because I've got 5 bullet points of what I'm teaching at the masterclass. And I would love for you to come along. So these are the things that you're going to learn on Monday. So it's going to be live on Zoom. The link to register is in my bio. And these are the things that you're going to learn at the masterclass. So you're going to learn the principles of building an energy healing and spiritual life coaching business that feels in flow to you, right? It feels aligned to you, and you're able to attract aligned invitations from clients who want to work with you. I'm also going to be taking you through how to learn the quickest ways to create, to discover the internal and energetic shifts that you need to create in order to come home to yourself and embody the person who is able to create massive change for the collective, as well as themselves, right? I'm also going to be walking you through the secrets of NLP. So the secrets of NLP that I have, which is neuro-linguistic programming, is a new wave of neuro-linguistic programming. It's trauma-informed, it's ethical, and it's for the Aquarian age, right? And there's a lot of shit has gone down since 2020. So NLP, which has been around for decades, has had a complete revamp in the lineage that I'm teaching it in. And I want you to see how powerful these tools are for your subconscious mind, so that you can transform your life, recode your subconscious mind to create more success, more alignment, more flow, and help others do the same, right? You have to be your very best first client. And as long as you are going out into the world and sharing your message and sharing, you have to be able to walk your talk. And so it's, you're doing all of these things on yourself, and then you're going out and you're doing it with other people. I'm also going to be taking you through the one thing that you need to do to establish yourself and build authority as a coach and as a guide or a healer or a practitioner, whatever you want to call it. And this has nothing to do with how you structure your coaching and your energy healing sessions. It's got nothing to do with that. So when you think about, you know, building authority, like, what does that mean? What does that mean to you? Because the word authority can bring up, you know, different connotations for a lot of people. So come along and we can see what we're talking about there. And then at the end of the masterclass, I'm doing a live Q&A session. So you can have all of your questions answered with me in real time. And you can pick my brain. So that's on Monday. The link is in my bio. All you need to do is register. It's free. It's on Zoom. It's at 6:30 British summertime. British. I'm so British. British summertime. Or 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I hope you can come along and you can hear me talk more about these topics. And like I said, if you have that niggle that, you know, you want to build your own spiritual coaching or online energy healing business, you want to create change in the world, you want to go deeper into these levels of self-healing, and you know that you have it within you to do it, but you just don't know where to start, and you don't know whether you trust yourself, come along to the masterclass. I'd love to see you there. If you have any questions, then jump into my DMs. And yeah, this was just a sporadic live, and I hope you enjoyed it. I hope the message that I shared has touched someone or has helped someone shift their perspective. And this is what this is all about. So sending you so much love. Thank you for being here. And I will see you at the masterclass. Take care. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Periods and Power Moves podcast with me, Vianney Lee. I enjoy creating these shows for you so, so much. And as a token of my appreciation, I would love to give you a personal shout out. So if you've enjoyed this episode, then come over to Instagram and give me a follow. @statusflow.co is my handle. Drop me a DM, let me know what you thought about this week's episode or the episodes in general. And I would love to give you a personal shout out on the show. So that's @statusflow.co on Instagram, and I'll see you next week.